All right, I'm really excited now to be talking with Justin Renix, midfielder for the Revs. Justin, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you, thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, so much has happened, of course, over this past year, and your life, man, is I'm guessing it's pretty much a whirlwind. I got to ask you, first of all, explain to me, if you would, please, because I'm a novice at this, the difference between the New England Revs 2 and the Major League Club. And I'm guessing it's sort of like maybe AAA or AA in baseball versus the big leagues. Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. So we consider it the first team and the second team. First team obviously being the MLS team, and then the second team being the Revolution 2 in the USL League 1.
Okay, before we get to some of the stuff that's going on and coming up on the weekend, I got to ask you, man, you got to tell me what it's like to go from being a kid, not too far removed from being a kid, playing high school soccer, then going to Indiana to play in really high quality competitive college league, and now to go into Foxborough. What's that feel like, man? Because I mean, that's only a couple of years ago you were playing high school.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I actually never played high school soccer. I played through the Revolution Academy throughout 4 years. 4 years I spent there traveling up to Foxborough every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then from there, I ended up going to Indiana for about a year and a half, having some great years, made a lot of new friends, and then obviously signed with the Revolution, which was pretty much my dream.
So Foxborough is like a home away from home for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty cool. You know, when I got down to Foxborough, we get to do this, we get to do high school Super Bowls. So once a year, I get to be in the pros, once a year. And I've been into Gillette Stadium many times when there's been nobody there. And the place just is awe-inspiring. And despite the fact that, that people aren't able to go, what's the feeling like for you to be playing there, Justin?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, being in such a stadium, the history behind it is incredible. And, you know, when you look around, you see thousands of seats that just are usually filled with fans. And it's amazing. The lights are shining everywhere. It's pretty... crazy.
Yeah, it's going to get back. I mean, you know, we're going to be filling them up again pretty soon here. But going back to the transition now from playing for the Revs 2, you're tied to being the leading scorer there. Tell me about a highlight. I've got this stuff here seeing you score a goal. I think it was in the final game there. But tell me about that and maybe your teammates and how that worked for you in terms of the learning process. What you learned for playing for Revs 2 and what's it feel like to be up there, as a scoring leader?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it taught me a lot about being humble, and I went down there to pretty much get minutes. So the plan with the first team was for me to play games with the second team and then train with the first team, but because of COVID, that was not in the regulations. So I was unable to keep going back and forth, so I ended up just staying down with the second team, training, and playing games, which ended up really helping me out. You know, getting minutes can really do some great things for a player.
You know, this is your career now, and what does it feel like to do this every day, to be part of this process now every day, as your career, as what you want to do in terms of getting out there, despite the fact that we have this pandemic, you're participating, you're competing at that level. Tell me a little bit about the process, about what your day is like. What's a day like?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Rev 2 first, and we'll get to the Revs.
Sure, yeah. I mean, with the Revs 2, it was pretty much the same, other than the private jets and no bus rides. But, yeah, I mean, we would train in the morning, probably for about an hour and a half, maybe do some film after training, and then eat lunch. They also have breakfast in the morning, and then pretty much got the whole day off to rest, because I mean, training every day really takes a toll on the body. So getting some time off during the day just to hang out, talk to your buddies wherever they're at, and hanging out, it's good. It's good for the brain, it's good for the body.
I don't know that it's going to mean a lot right now because you haven't had a lot of time to reflect, but do you remember your first goal as a pro?
First goal was, yeah, that was against Orlando in the Open Cup last year.
How'd it feel, man? You go back and talk to me about that.
It was that's an experience I can't even explain. You know, we ended up losing the game, but we ended up losing 2-1 while we were down 2-0. You know, being able to go out there and even just give a little spark, getting a goal, you know, gave us a chance. And, you know, that feeling is indescribable. It's really, you really can't explain it. There's not much of a greater feeling than that.
At your level, with all the experience you've had, playing, you know, being a homegrown player for the Revs, you know a lot about the game. And I've studied sports, I don't know, since I was 10 years old, which is more than 60 years. And I remember when I was in my teens, in my early 20s, I thought I knew everything about baseball or everything about football. And now at my age, I realize, holy crap, there's so much to learn. Is this a learning process for you too, Justin? Because you've got skills. I know coaches are helping you, you know, hone those skills. But also, are you still learning as you go along? Is there stuff like, wow, I didn't know that, and you know, that's amazing?
Always. Every day you learn something new. You know, there's stuff, like, you'll see a teammate do something you've never seen. You're like, wow, I've never seen something like that. You know, that's something you try to add to your skill book or whatever. But, I mean, not even just on the field, off the field, you know, how professional can you act, you know, how on top of things are you, late for training ever, like any of that, you know, there's always stuff to learn, and it's stuff to get used to also. Being in my second year, there's not much I can change in that case, but, you know, there's always something, and, you know, it's for the good.
And working for this organization, or being in this organization that you're in, you've got the competition is so amazing, but I'm guessing that the guidance is too. Tell me about the support system, Justin, if you would, please, in terms of what it's like to go to practice, if you need to be taped and that kind of stuff, and getting quarters and you know, the regimen, the schedule. What's that like?
We're all over it. Everything's very straightforward. They'll have TVs with the schedules up and what time you'd have to go in for treatment. And, you know, let's say I had an ankle injury and I'm supposed to be taped, and I forget to be taped, to go in to get taped. The trainers will actually come up to you and be like, hey, don't forget to get taped. And you're like, oh, okay. I'm going to go in and get taped.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody's on top of it, from the trainers to the coaching. I mean, everything's super straightforward. But, yeah, I mean, it's a blessing.
And what about the step from 2-1? I mean, that has got... It doesn't sound like it's a big step, but as far as I can see, you know, following sports, it's gigantic to get to the bigs once again.
It's a hell of a step. I mean, nothing against the second team, but, you know, the competition, you just take the playing level, all of that. You know, you mess up, you're gonna hear it from some of the older guys, and, you know, it's all constructive criticism in a good way, but, you know, it's crazy. You're playing with older guys now, the guys that have been in the league for many years. So, you know, coming in as like a player that's been here for about 2 years now, you know, it's a grind. It's crazy. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
All right, I got to ask you, because you're still, from my point of view, you're still a baby. You're still a young kid, and I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean that respectfully. Obviously,
oh,
you're,
absolutely.
You know,
like, I wish I could stay a baby.
Yeah, my daughter says the same thing. She's 22 in her fourth year at Drexel, and she's saying the same, like, man, this being an adult thing, it's not so much fun sometimes. I get that. But, you know, being one of the younger guys on the team now, this is a team that has already a great culture and history in New England. And by the way, I want to thank Harold Rivera of he is the New England Revs communication coordinator. Thank you, Harold, for setting this up, because we know Harold from his days. Harold from his days back in Lynn. But being you know, the young guy on the team. Before I get to this weekend coming up and the playoffs in this point, you gotta want people in the stands, especially when you're playing at home. You gotta want your family there, your friends there. And on the one hand, but I'm sure, you know, once the whistle blows and you're out there on the pitch and the game begins, you kind of don't see anything in the stands. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. But beginning the game, you know, just looking around, checking all the fans, it brings an energy that can't be matched. That's just like the home team advantage. And, you know, as like you said, being on the field during the game while you're playing, it's almost quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, it's quiet. But
well,
major difference.
The Revs usually have a home field advantage, but you guys have done so well on the road. And tell me about this playoff run from your perspective, Justin, both from looking at the outside in and then now being on the inside looking at it. Tell me about this playoff run, because it's been tremendous so far.
Yeah, I mean, we've been killing it. And, you know, maybe our stats and our numbers don't show in the regular season. But as a team, we all know how good of a combined group we are and what we're capable of, and that's without a doubt winning the conference finals and winning the MLS Cup.
That's amazing that you're this close, and you know, everybody's rooting for you. I got to ask you about about Coach Arena. You know, one of the legends in the game. How do you view your being able to work with him and play under his coaching?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. He has an unbelievable amount of experience, whether it's with the national team or some of his earlier MLS teams. And getting to kind of ride under his wing, getting points from him every training is really great, and it helps my game in many different ways. So having him as a coach with a great amount of experience is amazing.
What do you hear from friends, high school friends, college friends? Maybe just what do you hear in terms of? I don't know, texting or whatever it might be, because I know if I had a relative who was in the major leagues, man, I'd be all over that. So what's your communication with it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a group chat on text where we're always talking, and they're always congratulating me and getting hype about the upcoming games. And whether it's on text or through Xbox, where we all playing games together through the mic, we're always talking, and soccer always comes up at some point, and it's, they're always just like, yeah, dude, you're a pro soccer player. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of weird, right? I don't really know how to explain it, but yeah.
Well, it's got to feel good. I mean, all the work, all the preparation, and knowing that, you know, you have, what I found about professional athletes and college athletes and so on is, you know you're good. You have an ego, but it's a healthy ego, and you know that there's still stuff to learn, and you gotta work at it, and that's what makes you so good. And speaking of that now, are there special, I don't know, orders, special regimen that you have to go through for this weekend? Because you guys have to travel this weekend also, is that correct?
Yep, so we'll most likely leave Saturday for the Sunday game, and we'll do film. We had film session yesterday and today, and then we'll work on some set pieces between the first team and then the reserves. So it's a lot of preparation and just getting ready for the trip.
And what's your role now, Justin? I mean, you're a young guy on the team. You're going to get some playing time, hopefully. But what's your focus at this point? What are you looking in terms of your own preparation to go out there against Columbus? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, it all starts this week of training. You know, I just got to grind it out, make sure I'm on the roster again, and hopefully at some point get in the game. Maybe some late minutes to close out a game would be amazing. Yeah.
We're hoping for more than that, but I hear you. I think you said
I'd love to start the game. How about that?
I know. No, I know, but some of the older guys might be listening and saying, who is this kid? No, I get that.
Yeah, I know,
the humility thing, but it's fantastic, and I do want to thank Harold once again. Justin, I hope we can talk to you when this is over and keep this line open, because you know, we're very proud. We don't have a lot of guys who make it in either Division I or the pros, you know, from the North Shore. So it's a real exciting day for us, and we wish you well this weekend.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Justin. Take care. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too.
That is Justin Renix of the New England Revolution with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.